is, or will be, or was Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Now is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Thanks for listening. You can next hear Ken's last ever radio extravaganza this Friday on KBRX 91.7 FM at about 11:30 p.m. for some undisclosed period of time. This Friday from 11:30 p.m. and on into the night on this same frequency, but on KBRX. And you can listen next Tuesday night and every Tuesday night on Co-op 91.7 FM from 6:30 until 7 p.m. And to hear tonight's show again and other programs that you've missed or heard, you can just listen if you'd like at the webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. Again, thanks for listening tonight. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in our bosom. Our defense is in the preservation of the spirit which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men, in all lands, everywhere. Destroy this spirit, and you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own door.
We think, many of us, that Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and thereby freed all the slaves. But in fact, the Emancipation Proclamation was carefully limited to the areas that were in rebellion against the United States. In other words, to the very places where Lincoln had no authority to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. So knowing that, we find ourselves asking, what then was the purpose of that proclamation? For another example, many of us believe that Lincoln and Douglas engaged in their famous series of debates while both men were running for president in 1860.
By what means shall we fortify against
Lincoln the Senate campaign in Illinois?
Shall we expect some presence? transatlantic military giant, to step the ocean and crush us at a blow?
Some of us have learned that Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address on the back of an envelope while he was riding on the train up to deliver the speech. This is an item of folklore for which, so far as I know, there's no factual evidence to support it. We think about the House Divided speech that Lincoln gave in 1858 as remarkably prophetic because it forecast the Civil War. But in fact, it did no such thing. Indeed, it explicitly said that Lincoln did not expect the Union to be divided or the House to fall. What then are we to make of the House Divided speech?
Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years.
One of the books that I read when I was very young was handed to me by a man I respected a great deal. And in it, it was written by Napoleon Hill, and it was called Think and Grow Rich. And it wasn't a book about how to make money and how to get rich. It was really a book that was transformative when I read it at the age of 18, which taught how to have a deeper and a richer experience of life. And that the people who are able to have this deeper and richer experience of life were not necessarily those who did things the way they were told to do things. In fact, what they had that seemed to distinguish them more than anything else from those who didn't achieve a measure of success and inner peace in their lives was something that he called a burning desire. And this burning desire is something that I can identify with very, very strongly. I am just turned 61 years old. And at the age of 61, I can honestly say to you that I have never really in my life experienced something called scarcity. And these top 10 principles that I have put together here for this program, it's nothing more than a convincing belief. If I hand you this pill and say, this pill is going to cure your arthritis, and you take it, and the pill is just a sugar pill. At any rate, these two giants, along with Bronson Alcott, what I said to that group that night, it came to me from a quotation that I used in the writing of A Spiritual Solution. The second great teacher wrote, Teddy's an excellent student, well-liked by his classmates, and all of you have a heroic mission. In Zen, they say it's the space between the bars, and you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. And she signed a contract and said, I'll babysit, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I will pay the difference. And she did. And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is.
At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected?
more about it than you do, but call to his attention the fact that however deep his faith and knowledge, he could not have applied it or he would not drink so well. You have the experience yourself. You can give him much practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story, but do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else.
I answer that if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us.
And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggles or your difficulty.
As a lawyer, defended clients who were seeking to reclaim fugitive slaves. He defended clients on both sides of that issue. Lincoln publicly stated in one of his debates with Douglas and thereafter that he could not imagine that the black race and the white race could coexist in this country under conditions of perfect equality, and that as long as that was so, he, as well as anybody, was in favor of having the superior position assigned to the white race. That he did not believe blacks should serve on juries until the last years of his life. He did not believe that any blacks should vote. And he did not believe that blacks and whites should be permitted to intermarry.
We are listening today. And perhaps it falls to us, this first generation of the 21st century Americans, to say once and for all that no child, no race, no creed, no ethnic community will ever again be left out of the American dream.
Thank you.
Lincoln, as a lawyer, defended clients who were seeking to reclaim fugitive slaves. He defended clients on both sides of that issue. Lincoln publicly stated in one of his debates with Douglas and thereafter that he could not imagine that the black race and the white race could coexist in this country under conditions of perfect equality.
Through education, through the opportunity to work, and to enjoy the fruits of that work, we can open every closed door, expand the horizons of all Americans. Again and again, we return to the same simple principles: freedom, equality, the freedom to create, to prosper, to dream.
It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be the author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide.
sense of inner peace based upon making a connection to something that someone else tells you is what you need to be connected to. These are my principles that I've lived, and it's very difficult for me to tell you to respect your elders and to have other people's opinions be the things that you should use to follow in making your own decisions in life when I've hardly ever done that myself.
Be now, and there will no longer be a chance to be listening to what you're listening to now. This can only be listened to now. This only happens now. This only exists right at this moment. All things such as this are only happening in the moment that they're happening. This is being created, happening, and then it no longer exists. It's no longer being created, and then it's no longer happening. No longer ready to believe that, you can listen to the recording that is being made of this right now and will be made for 4 more minutes as this is finished being made, and then you can listen to it again and all past performances of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. If you wish to go to the webpage that has those to listen to, the address is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can also send email to ken@counterfolk.com to find out about other events that are happening besides every Tuesday night on co-op from 6:30 to 7, such as this Friday on KVRX, same frequency. You can listen from 11:30 and on into the night for some length of time. Your feedback, your comments, anything that you have to say at all is much encouraged. Please send that to ken@counterfolk.com, or at 7 o'clock you can call the studio at 512-472-5667. You can't call right now because this is still being made for 3 more minutes. Again, feel free to listen on Tuesday nights from 6:30 till 7 here on Co-op, your community radio station. You can listen this Friday and this Friday only at about 11:30 at night on KVRX, which coincidentally will be taking over the airwaves momentarily on the 91.7 frequency as Co-op goes off the air. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.